The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A field of 64 Class A teams remain in the 2022 postseason, but tonight that number gets cut in half. This evening's region quarterfinal between the 22-4 Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the 8-19 Merle Hyde Magnet School Lady Hawks may not look that intriguing on paper, but anything can happen. And at the end of four quarters tonight, someone's season's going to be done. Head coach Matt Walker leads his district 7A champions into their first elimination contest of the postseason with grand visions of bigger things to come. But 32 minutes of round ball action remain between them and the next round. It's time for the Region 4A quarterfinals right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our third broadcast of the Lady Dog postseason. We're thrilled to be back here at home in Joe Sims' gym looking down at Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be calling this elimination action for you tonight. Momentarily, I'll be joined by former head coach Joe Sims, who led the Lady Dogs through 21 of these region quarterfinal contests. With me now is the guy who turns out his best performances in these winner goes on, loser goes home contests, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, as always. It's good to be here with you, Daniel, and like you said, right here at home where we're supposed to be for the first elimination game of the season. It's all on the line tonight, but the Lady Dogs, they've got themselves in great position to advance by coming into this region tournament as the number one seed against an opponent they should dominate, but that's why they play the game, Daniel.
It is a 8-19 squad. A lot of unknowns about them. On paper, they don't look like much, but you never know.
Never know. And we wouldn't be here tonight for this first round of the Region 4A tournament without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough. We hope our listeners will let them know how much they appreciate them, just like we do in each broadcast. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper that's published each week. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hollow Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out until next week, we'll just summarize Monday night's district championship win the Lady Dogs pulled over Ari Bowling Springs. Clay County had to come from behind to claim their first conference crown in nearly two decades after getting down by 10 in the first quarter, when Bella Ashlock sparked a Lady Dog 10-0 run to tie the game up in the second. She put up 8 of her team-high 14 in that spurt, which allowed Clay County to only trail by 1 at halftime. Then in the third quarter, the Lady Dogs outscored Red Bull Springs 13-2 to take control as Briley Burchett finished off her 12-point night. Clay County led 36-26 heading into the fourth, but the Red Lady Dogs sliced the margin to 4 with 6 minutes to play when Abby Head and Hallie Buford combined to score all of the Lady Dogs' points in the final frame to ice the district championship by a score of 47-39. Ashlock and Burchett were named the all-tournament team, as were Zoe Hayes and Buford, who had 7 points each in the win. Head, who also had a big semifinal contest, finished with 6 points, and she was rewarded for her efforts as the tournament MVP. Eliza Jenkins, the senior defensive star, played solid throughout and also had 1 point in that victory. Daniel, that was another epic win by this Clay County team. Coach Sims has talked about it, and we've talked about it. You know, they're a resilient bunch, mentally tough, and it showed in that championship win.
It did. They've been through some battles this year. They're 22-4. That was a good Red Bull Springs team they had to beat for the third time this season. They're playing their best ball. It's exciting right now.
Look forward to watching them tonight. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from that game and tonight's in your Dale Hollow Horizon next week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Merrill Hyde in the Region 4A opener here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. T-insert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Going to run through the budget pest control girls 7A update right now. We'll go ahead and start calling it the girls region 4A update. There are 16 teams left in the leg of the bracket that Clay County's in that will be building up towards the sub-state game. We're going to go ahead and run through the district matchups that are happening tonight between District 7 and District 8. So we got Clay County hosting Merrill Hyde, the one we're about to call, also going on tonight. Pickett County makes the road trip to East Robertson. Gordonsville makes the trip to Joe Burns. And Trousdale County makes the trip to Red Bull and Springs. These are elimination contests out of these 8 teams in Region 4 and girls' ball. It'll be cut to 4 tonight. Looking real quickly at the other districts that we'll match up with for sub-state action, we see Copper Basin playing Richard Hardy Memorial. Van Buren County playing Chattanooga Girls Leadership Academy. Whipple with a bye due to a forfeit, I suppose, from District 5's 4 seed. And Sail Creek taking on South Pittsburgh. If the girls win tonight in advance, we'll talk more about those upcoming opponents in the semi-action on Monday night. This has been the Budget Pest Control Girls 4A update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Mice to lice, gnats to rats. Budget Pest Control kills them fast and to the last. We'll go ahead right now and transition into Tipsy's final take here on the CarQuest pregame show. It is the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, we'll let you kick it off. What's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, I went by Ollie's today. You know, Tipsy said tonight the Lady Dogs just need to come out and play sharp and kind of use this one as a tune-up for Monday night. You don't want to come in here and give a team that you're supposed to be better than a chance to stay in this ball game. You know, I don't know much about them, but they shouldn't be a problem for Clay County. So to me, they just need to put this one away early, stay healthy, and roll into the region semis on a high note next Monday night. What do you think about it, Coach Sam?
I totally agree with you. I'm like you. I don't know much about this team. I just know that, you know, the district they come from is not very tough, and, you know, they've lost teams that we beat by 30 or 40. They've lost by 20 or 30. So, you know, you think this would be over with quick. You know, I hope we can come out sharp and, you know, make some hopefully shoot the ball good out the floor, but, you know, get some turnovers, get some stuff in transition. And, you know, I look for see everybody play in the first half tonight, really. I think we'll blow this team pretty quick.
I know every team's different, Coach, and you're not here in the building working anymore, but you know these girls pretty good. You know, how easy is it for them to be looking ahead to a potential matchup in the semis with Pickett and overlooking this month?
It could, you know, but you know, this time of year, hopefully, they got their minds where they need to be. They know, you know, this is an elimination game, and you know, anything can happen in a game of basketball, even though, you know, usually if one team's talent is just head and shoulders above the other, well, they're going to win, you know, just practically every time. So I kind of feel like that's the situation tonight. But, you know, I hope they're not overlooking them. They need to be focused every game. I don't care if it's playing Merrill Hyde or Pickett County or whoever. You know, we got to be focused this time of year and just ready to play every game.
I know this might be an opportunity, one of these matchups, maybe to work on something we've been not doing very well. Is there anyone there you'd like to see Coach Walker hone in on tonight and try to improve out of these ladies?
I really think we've improved a lot as the year goes. I'm always harping about turnovers. I really think that part of our game's improved. I think we're you know, we're not throwing it to the other team so much. But if we do turn it over, and we're going to a few times, you know, it's you know, you're going to have 8 or 10 a game regardless. But, you know, if we can keep it around that, you know, I'm not going to complain. I think offensively we're playing pretty good. Defensively we're playing pretty good. I just hope we can, you know, keep it going.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul today. They are about to commence the playing of the national anthem here at Clay County High School, so we're going to go ahead and go to break. Come right back with the Girls State Farm starting lineups.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, almost time to tip off this Region 4A quarterfinal between Clay County and Merle High. And it is time here on the CarQuest pregame show to announce the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. First of all, the Merle High Lady Hawks, their head coach Jimmy Steen. They have an 8-19 record on the season. They are the number 4 seed out of District 8 Single A. Starting for the Lady Hawks, a junior, number 4, Maddie Shelton. A senior, number 11, Olivia Short. Freshman, number 32, Sydney Ariza. Junior, number 44, Jocelyn Bowser. And a senior, number 3, Emma Wiggleton. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, the home team here tonight in Joe Sims Gym. Their head coach, Matt Walker. 6th season overall for him, 127 wins to 60 losses. Has a strong 22-4 record during this season. They are the number 1 seed out of District 7A. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 21, Hallie Buford. Junior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. Junior, number 10, Abby Head. Senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. This has been the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, health, home, and more. First time ever that these two programs meet in varsity action, to my knowledge. Didn't show any historical record between Merle High and Clay County before. Clay County has won 7 straight contests coming into tonight's action, going back to their loss against York Institute. Coach Walker, 3-1 in prior region quarterfinal games. Coach Sims, you coached in 21 of these, 19-2, a strong record in those region quarters over the years.
Yeah, I guess we were pretty fortunate to win 19 out of 21. That's pretty good.
Only 3 seasons out of a 24-year career that you did not advance to this moment.
Yeah,
so another strong stat.
First year, you know, we didn't have much of a chance. We only won 3 games. Then in 99, we were down, had a lot of injuries. during the year and had a lot of bad things go wrong. And then the 15 team, I was kind of totally in a rebuild mode. We kind of got beat by Monterey in the first game of the district that year. Didn't make the region.
This one is underway. Clay County controlling the tip. They work to the hoop to Raleigh. Riley Burchett in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Shelton for the Hawks. She pushes her across the timeline. Merle Hyde going to work at the hoop to her right during the first half of play as we sit atop the visiting bleachers. Clay County working at the hoop to her left. And it's the Lady Hawks on the board first. Junior number 44, Jocelyn Bowser, adds the bucket. And it's 2-0. Merle Hyde with the lead here. 7:25 and ticking first quarter. Senior point guard Zoe Hayes out top, gives to Burchett. Bradley into the paint, draws a lot of attention from the defense. Shots away, no good. Rebounded by Jenkins, though. Big rebound by Eliza. Clay County back at work. Hallie Buford inside misses her shot.
We've had two gimmies in there and missed both of them.
Rebounded by Merle Hyde. Lady Hawks with it. Shelton across the timeline. Picks it up and gives to Ariza, the talented freshman. I've watched a little film on them in the last day or two, and she seems to be their best offensive player. Ariza with it on left wing. Tried to feed inside. The post player Bowser taken away by Bradley Burchett. Burchett to Buford. Buford to Abby Head in the front court. Shots up from 6 feet. Good.
Good.
Tied up at 2. 6:30 and ticking. Now we see the Clay County pressures. Only Hayes all over Shelton in the backcourt. She gets to Ariza. Ariza in a trap. Going to have help. This Clay County pressure could be the difference. Close to a 10 count. Ball out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Abby Head. Coach, I like the looks of that.
That's probably the best thing that happened to them. Let's get getting ready to get a 10-second call.
Lady Hawks, the inbound again from right in front of their bench. They work into Ariza, stolen by Buford, taken back away by Wiggleton of Merle Hyde. Point guard Shelton with it out top, defended by Head. They work inside to a post, back outside. Ariza with it at left wing. 6 minute mark, first quarter. This game is tied at 2 points each. Ariza inside, 8 foot jumper, a little short off the front of the iron. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Eliza Jenkins. And Merle Hyde now to inbound from their own baseline. They have trouble working it in. Close to a 5 second count. Finally, they work into Shelton. She kicks to Ariza, who fires a three out top. Wide right off the side of the rim. Rebounded, though, by Bowser for the Lady Hawks. Back to Ariza now. They swing around too short. And she has it taken away by Bradley Burchett, but a foul going to be called. And they call it against the Lady Hawks. Olivia Short called for the foul. Coach Sims, typically, of course, I know you know from your years as a head coach and an AD, how are officials chosen for these region contests?
Some years they keep out of your association. Some years they'll bring them from another association. I don't know who makes that determination, if it's PSSAA office or Ken Melton, because he's over our refs, him and Rick Shoulders. I don't really know exactly who decides that.
Hallie Buford adds a bucket down here for Clay County, so Clay County up 4-2. Now, two of these guys I have seen before.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about him.
David Carter, we've had him for years.
Yeah.
I'm over around Lafayette. He's a good official, so we're evidently these are from our association. But now, there's been years that I was glad to see them come from another association.
Yeah.
Particularly 04 when Stephanie Rich was a senior. Refs, I mean, they kind of had it in for her.
Right.
She didn't get to play a whole lot, and we got new refs, and she never got in foul trouble the whole region tournament.
Well, yeah, they had it out for her. Lady Hawks to inbound here. As I said, Buford had a bucket a few moments ago and put Clay County up. Abby Head called for the touchdown on the backcourt, Thomas, here on pressure. So first foul of the game against Clay County. What's your thoughts so far 3 minutes into it?
Well, I think the key is going to be ball handling by the Lady Hawks and against this Clay County pressure. And so far, they really haven't been able to handle it. They just got lucky bounces to keep possession.
Ariza into the front court, kicks off to a teammate. Jump shot knocked down by Jocelyn Bowser from right elbow, and we're tied back up at 4. Jenkins with it, comes across the timeline, gives the head. Abby into the paint, kicks out to Buford. Hallie now drives all the way to the hoop, layup's good, and she draws the foul. So Buford going to go to the line to shoot free throws. Buford on the season, averaging 11 points a contest, so a strong sophomore campaign for Buford. From the free throw line, she's a 76% shooter, and she knocks down that one, making the three-point play. 3 points now the lead for Clay County. 4:45 and ticking, first quarter, right here inside at Joe Sims Gym. Clay County with a three-point lead, 7-4, over the visiting Merrill Hyde Lady Hawks. Ariza goes coast to coast, misses a layup from left block, and Toy Hayes the rebound. She dishes ahead to Buford, or not Buford, but Burchett. Burchett somehow missed the shot. Very uncharacteristic for Riley, an open look from right block. Got her own rebound, though, gives to Jenkins, reverse layup.
Oh, look at Liza.
A little razzle-dazzle by the senior, and Jenkins adds a good bucket to put Clay County up by five. Biggest lead of the night so far. Scores 9-4 halfway through this first quarter. Lady Hawks in their front court. Three-pointer taken by number 11. Olivia Short, no good. Rebound Buford. Buford to Abby Head. Layup, no good. Rebound Buford, put back good. So Buford with 5 points early in this one. Actually, maybe more than that. Seven.
Yeah, she's up to seven now, Daniel, as Clay County takes this four-point lead. And Merrill Hyde with a timeout. 3:52 to play in the first. Clay County leads 11-4.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Lady Hawks with it on the inbound, stolen by Zoe Hayes. She dishes off to Jenkins. Jenkins misses from left block. Eliza, though, hustling, got her own rebound. Kicks it across to Buford. Hallie with it. Kicks out to Abby Head. Three-pointer, top of the key. Yeah. Abby Head, the junior sharpshooter. Good from distance on that one. 34% of her triples have been good this year. Another steal. On the inbound, it's Buford this time with it, laying in the bucket. She's into double figures. Lady Hawks try it again. They have trouble getting across the timeline. They have yet to do so. Finally, Shelton does it on the far side of Rob Edwards' court away from us here. She's in a trap now, though, in her own front court. Dishes off to a teammate. Now inside, shot up and blocked. Short shot it from right block. Jenkins disrupted the ball, but Olivia Short regained possession and put in the bucket. 16-6, Clay County up by 10. Zoe Hayes, three-pointer top of the key. Knocks it down, Coach.
Yeah.
Just like that, it's 19-6. And, Thomas, I know you've got your work cut out for you. Clay County scoring quickly, and you're right in fast two.
Yeah, they are. According to my calculations, they're on a 15-0 run, Daniel.
I'd say your calculations are correct as usual. Foul called on the floor against Clay County. Buford picks up the personal. Second team foul against Clay County. Merrill Hyde also with two. 2:30 mark of this first quarter. 19-6 the score. Clay County with a 13-point lead. Lady Hawks with it, just struggling to get it inside. Finally, they get it to the post. Bradley Burchett takes it away, though. Passes ahead to Abby Head. Abby, layup opportunity. Finishes it. Good for two more. And Coach Walker's team up big early in this one. We've kind of grown accustomed to this in these region quarterfinals over the years. And as we mentioned before, going back all the way to when Coach Sims appeared in his first in 88, a strong 19-2 record during his tenure. I didn't write down records that Paige Smith and Sharon Kimes had during their years here, but I'm sure they won some of those too. I think had an early elimination and maybe didn't make it a time or two. But
yeah, I think so.
Historically, we've been good in this region quarterfinal game. Most importantly, because we're usually leaving the district, is the 1 or 2 seed and gives us an easier matchup. Bradley Burgett has it knocked out of her hands. Clay County to inbound off to our left from the baseline. Zoe Hayes going to work it in. Works it into Bradley. Power dribble in the paint. Shots up and good. A huge quarter so far. 23-6. What a pace.
I think the last two of these I won were major upsets. I mean, I didn't win. The girls won them, but...
Big good pasture in one of them, did you?
Twice.
Okay.
One year, they were ranked like top five in the state. We went down there and upset them. And then the last year I coached, they had won their district. We was four. We went down there and beat them again. Nice win.
Absolutely. Anytime you can beat a private school, that's nice. Much less when they're the favorite.
Of course, we had to come back up here then and play, I know, Jackson County the last year. We played them a really good game. We just had a hard time scoring. It was a low-scoring game, but it was close. And I think in 15, we had to play Clark Range, and they had that big old team, and we did fare too well with them. Us or nobody else, really.
Clay County with the ball here after another steal. It was worked inside the Burchett. Brownlee had her shot blocked, though, by big number 44, Jocelyn Bowser, the junior. Thomas, that was one Clay County score that we missed in transition as Bowser adds two more. Who had that last Clay County bucket?
Up to 25, that was Buford with two, Daniel. She's up to 11 already.
That big girl, she's blocked a couple of Brownlee. I haven't seen anybody do that all year.
No, and she's, you know...
She's got a couple of good shots that she's missed, but that girl's blocked a couple of them.
It's hard to gauge for me right now. I'd have to wait until she's standing next to Brownlee, but she could be the tallest player Brownlee's worked against.
She's pretty good size.
We see a few, you know, Gracie West from Red Bowling's not short, and there's been a few others, but I believe she's the largest post player Brownlee's worked against. Lady Hawks with it, 45 seconds to tick in first quarter. Baseline jump shot's up, no good from Earl Hyde. Rebound Zoe Hayes. Zoe kicks it out. Eliza Jenkins, full head of steam across the timeline into the paint. Dishes to Burchett. Shots up. Good.
You got that, man.
So Clay County on pace to break the century mark in this one. They've got 27 in this first quarter. Ariza into the front court for the Lady Hawks. Loses the handle on the ball. Cannot handle these good pressure by the Clay County defense. Finally, she gets it away to a teammate before she loses the handle. Three-pointer taken and missed by Merle High. Rebound Jenkins. Wow. Eliza now dishes off to Burchett. Brownlee going to do it again. There it is. The Clay County faithful love it. And Coach Walker, the one that wanted the timeout this time, I believe. And here's why. Brownlee Burchett has just scored the 1,000th point of her career. And they're going to go ahead during this timeout and award Brownlee her 1,000 point ball. So a nice accomplishment for an outstanding Lady Dog. Coach Sims, Brownlee, one of those that, you know, we've had some greats lately. Kenzie Arms, Taylor Strong come to mind, two of the all-time greats. But Brownlee Burchett, she's a baller, pitched right in there over the years with the greats, don't she?
Right, yeah. You get 3,000 or 1,000 in, you know, 3 years, that's pretty good. You know, she'll be able to finish her career with 1,400 or 1,500 points if we make a deep run this year. That'd be a nice career.
Sure will. So 5.6 seconds left in this first quarter. After that timeout to honor that moment for Brownlee, 29-8 the score. Clay County strong in this one. I will go ahead and mention this in case you're listening and you end up dropping out of the broadcast early. We're going to go ahead and say the Lady Dogs are going to finish this one victorious, and they will be back in action on Monday night from East Robertson High School. We believe there's a scenario that's out there that could put it back in Livingston. We'll talk about that after the break. The buzzer sounds, and the first quarter's ended. It's all Lady Dogs. Clay County 29, Merle Hyde 8.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Back here from break, Clay County already a bucket here in the opening seconds of this quarter. Coach Simmons, was that Buford or Hale?
Buford.
That's what I thought. It was Buford.
A reverse layup.
Yeah, a nice one.
Yeah.
Foul call on the floor on
got
the...
Bradley out, got easy in. And Cherokee in for somebody.
So on the floor, as Coach Simmons said right now for Clay County, Cherokee Upton, Izzy Hale, Zoe Hayes, Hallie Buford and Eliza Jenkins. So is this a breather for Burchett, or is this done for the night for Burchett,
yeah,
you think?
He'll probably play her again in a minute a little. I don't look for any of them to play in the second half, but we'll see. We maintain a 25-30-point lead.
Number 23 for the Lady Hawks at the line, shooting a couple free throws. Was good on the first. And the second, that was Claire Shelton knocking down the two. So 10 points now for Merle Hyatt, 31 for Clay County. Lady Dogs with the ball. Buford out top, swings to Jenkins at left wing. Eliza drives baseline, goes under the hoop, works it back to Hallie. She fires a three, misses up the front of the iron, rebound Upton. Cherokee with it, dishes off to Hayes and to Buford. Another bucket for Buford, a great pass by Zoe Hayes. Hayes has grown and really developed into a solid player during this senior year.
Yes, she has.
Ariza with it for the Lady Hawks. Loses the handles, taken away by Cherokee Upton. 6:45 and ticking, second quarter, senior reserve. Upton with it. Cross the timeline, gives to Buford. Now Hayes, she's already hit one triple, fires another, and is true on that one. 2 3-pointers here in the first half of play for Zoe Hayes. Lady Hawks across the timeline. Some reserves playing for them at this point. Ariza, she was a starter, has it top of the key, fires a three, no good. Rebound Zoe Hayes, dishes ahead to her classmate Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins to the rack, layup good from left block. Clay County still with their foot on the gas, 38-10. As we mentioned, Lady Dogs, provided they can hang on to this early 28-point lead, we'll be in action again Monday night, probably from East Robertson High School tonight in those District 7, District 8 matchups too that's going on. Let me rehash them real quick. Pickett County's playing at East Robertson. Gordonsville's playing at Joe Burns. And Trousdale is playing at Red Boylan. Should Red Boylan, Gordonsville, and Pickett sweep these games along with Clay County tonight, it's our understanding that the region tournament for girls would move back to Livingston Academy Monday night. We do know Clay County will tip off at 6 o'clock, regardless of the site, whether it's Livingston or East Robertson. I personally hope we sleep and get the short trip into Overton County rather than all the way over there towards Cross Plains.
Yeah, and of course the same would be the same scenario for the boys. A lot less likely to happen there with two top teams out of District 3, District 8, I should say, as Izzy Hale adds another bucket there, Daniel, for that one. Either way, we feel like we're going to make a couple trips out that way. We might as well cut them in half if we can.
Absolutely. Clay County up 40-10, and here we see Burchett come back on, along with Abby Head, who had been sitting out. Coming back out with Burchett and Head are newcomers, Lacey Wicks and Madison Hayes, into the contest. Wicks a freshman, Hayes a sophomore. Lady Hawks on them bound, taken away by Bradley Burchett. Burchett passes ahead to Abby Head. Layup. Difficult play. She was right in front of the goal. Couldn't use the backboard. Missed the shot. Rebound to Reza. She throws it out of bounds. So Clay County going to take back over. 5:10 mark of this second quarter. And as I say it all, Clay County, they're up 30 points, Coach, 40-10.
Yeah, that's kind of what I expected. We could be more than that. We missed 4 or 5 shots around the basket down there that we'll normally make.
Abby Head running the point as Hayes is over on the bench getting a breather. Bradley Virtue fires a three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Knocks it down. And it don't bother me a bit. The first time she did it this season, I was kind of surprised. But Bradley Burchett, a great three-point shooter on the season. She's hit 9 of 23 coming into the night. Good enough for 39%.
That's pretty good.
Abby Head steals it away from the Lady Hawks. Misses the layup. Lacey Wicks hustling for the rebound, though. Kicks it to Maddie Hayes. She's into the paint. Shots up, no good. Rebound Upton. Cherokee puts it back, no good. She's fouled. Cherokee going to go to the line to shoot free throws. On the season, she's only had three attempts. One of three so far from the charity stripe on the year.
Talking about those other games, you know, I think the guards for Joe Burns is the only possible game they could win, and I really, it won't surprise me a bit if Gordonsville wins.
Well, Gordonsville's played a much tougher schedule
yeah.
than Joe Burns, so they've been prepared.
The only thing I got to go on is we beat Joe Burns about 15 and didn't have Abby or Bradley, either one. You know, now, that may not mean anything, but I just think Gordonsville have got a really good shot. They play like they did last week, you know.
Well, from what we saw, they've got one really good player,
yeah.
as you well, probably no, described
they,
there.
Who did they beat? Clark Range. They had three or four played pretty good that night. But she,
oh, Gordonsville
yeah,
in the quarterfinals.
The good girl played good, but now they had some more, hit a bunch of threes, and, you know, they were better than they had been either time we had played.
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. I didn't see the game, but I heard you talk about it. 4:15 mark of this second quarter. 44-11. Clay County up by 33. Bradley Burchett checks back out. Abby Head checks back out on the floor for head coach Matt Walter.
They might be done now.
Could be. Madison Hayes, Cherokee Upton, Lacey Wicks, Izzy Hale. And joining them, sophomore Kendall Matthews. Cherokee Upton runs the point, kicks to Matthews. Now Hayes inside. Maddie going to back it out behind right wing. Give off to Izzy Hale. Dumps it inside to Wicks. Shots up from left block. Missed the hoop. Caught the backboard and goes out of bounds off the hands of a Lady Hawk. 3:59 mark here. Hale with it on the inbound. Works it into the paint. Diagonally to right block. Shots up no good. Madison Hayes the rebound. Kicks it back out to Izzy. The junior going to try it again. Baseline jumper's in there. Good teamwork between the two post players. An assist for Hayes. A bucket for Hale. Clay County up 46-11. And a steal by Lacey Wicks. Wicks with it. Gives off to her senior teammate Upton. Cross the paint to Hayes. Now Wicks outside in the corner. They try to come back inside to Upton, taken away this time by Shelton of the Lady Hawks. Gives to Ariza. Her layup's no good, but they say she was fouled. So Ariza, the freshman, going to go to the line to shoot free throws. Second quarter action here. Clay County up by 35, so you don't. There is no running clock in the third quarter. Only the fourth, is that right?
Yeah, fourth quarter.
And you have to be up by 35 to get it going.
Yeah. When it starts, it starts. I didn't know it, though. Somebody said to me, Doug Strong, I guess, that used to it didn't stop for anything except timeouts, but it stops for foul shots now.
Okay.
On a running clock. I didn't know that. He said they changed that a couple years ago.
Free throws were both missed by the Lady Hawks. Clay County had possession. Thomas, I was looking away from the court at the scoreboard. How did Clay County turn it over out then?
Walk.
Well,
travel?
Yeah.
So 3:09 mark here and ticking. Now, Clay County's boys, tomorrow night going to be in action is the Lady Hawks now having in the front court. Shots up from inside and good. Jocelyn Bowser, and she, I guess I misspoke earlier. I called Ariza likely the best offensive weapon, and it looks like Bowser, the junior post player, probably holds that title for the Lady Hawks. But as I was saying, the Clay County boys will be in action tomorrow night as Lacey Wicks has a layup. No good. Rebound Madison Hayes. Put back no good. But Madison found. The boys will take on Knowledge Academies here at 7 o'clock in Joe Sims Gym tomorrow night. Now, I have seen a little bit of film on that one as well, and have talked to Coach Edwards about it. Thomas, I know you have too. we've got used to games like this one over the last couple of years in the region quarters. And Coach Edwards, he's confident in his team's abilities, but says this Knowledge Academy's team coming in is pretty good. They have battled East Rob hard. They battled Trailsdale hard. Those are the top two teams out of District 8. They've not beat either one of them, but they've had successes in those losses, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, fourth seed in that conference. You know, you take Gordonsville's the fourth seed in our conference. I like to think that our conference is a little stronger, but either way, you know, it's going to be a pretty good team coming in here tomorrow night, I would say. Coach Edwards talking about they're long, they're very athletic, and, you know, not someone that we're going to overlook.
Right. 2:13 mark of this second quarter. How'd Hayes do on those free throws, Tom?
She made them both, Daniel.
Not very surprising.
Yes, she's a great free throw shooter.
On the season, Maddie Hayes is 75% free throw shooter. She's hit 21 of 28 coming into tonight, so she strengthens those numbers. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe at this point. Lady Hawks have a turnover. Couldn't handle it. In their front court, Lacey Wicks going to inbound here on the 4-4 Clay County. It remains to be Lacey Wicks, Cherokee Upton, Kendall Matthews, Madison Hayes, and Izzy Hale.
I misspoke just a second ago about Gordonsville being the fourth seed. I meant to say Red Bowling, you know. And
right.
Red Bowling gives Clay County a pretty good half in most of the time. Clay County has to play a good, hard basketball game to take care of Red Bowling Springs, and I think it'll be a similar type feel to this one.
I agree. Still confident that by the end, Clay County probably a 20-point better team. A steal, Maddie Hayes comes up with it, gives to Lacey Wicks. Wicks lay up good. Nice play by the freshman, Coach Walker, wanting a timeout here. Or no, he may have just been calling a play. An official timeout.
No, Hunter doing. Playing.
What was that?
I think he might have thought Matt wanted a timeout, but he didn't. So
okay.
He threw it in and played.
Minute and a half in ticking here, second quarter. Clay County up big. Three-pointer taken by the Lady Hawks. Misses everything. Cherokee Upton got a box out and let it go out of bounds, so Clay County takes back over. A strong 37-point lead here, 50-13. So during this second quarter with reserves, we maintained, Coach, this pace to break 100.
Yeah. I felt like our second team would play more than the first starters tonight. I think they probably started the game and won by 20 or 30.
And that's true.
Yeah, the last 9 points for Clay County coming from reserves, Daniel.
On the floor now for Clay County, Upton, Wicks, Maddie Hayes, and Kendall Matthews. Izzy Hale has checked out. Freshman Landry May has checked in for her. Lady Hawks with the basketball here. It was swatted out of bounds by Lady Dog. They're going to try to inbound again as Jada Banks checks in, and Maddie Hayes comes out. 3 left in this second quarter. Don't tune out at halftime, at least till you hear the Subway Trivia Challenge question towards the end of halftime on the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show. We understand maybe if you don't listen to the entirety of the second half in this one, you may have an exciting Friday night in front of you after this game's over. But if you don't stay with us, we'll be here throughout the entirety, regardless of how much a snoozer it turns into. Clay County up big, as we said, 52-13 here. And with the basketball, Kendall Matthews into the front court, misses a layup, rebound Landry May, and May going to be pushed to the ground by Emma Wiggleton of the Lady Hawks. So a team, or a field rather, of 64 Class A girls teams coming into action tonight, going to be cut in half tonight, going to get whittled down to 32. And then on Monday night, semifinal action, I always, of course, after that point, of course, everything, I guess, is the biggest thing, you know, beyond that. But it's such a huge game because it guarantees you two more.
Yeah, since the
A final 32 game, you know.
Since they went to four classes, the district only eliminates like 17 teams.
Yeah.
You know, it goes from like 81 to 64. Used to, it'd cut it about 50 or 60 out, but not anymore. But tonight's the night it really trims it off, and then the Monday night will really trim it down.
No doubt. Yeah, it'll get trimmed to 16 after Monday night's games, the Sweet 16. Clay County with the ball here. Cherokee Upton fires a 3 left wing. No good. Rebound Wicks, but she's called for the over-the-back foul. 8.4 seconds left in the quarter is the foul's called. And we'll walk to the other end for free throws, the front end of a 1-1 for the Lady Hawks. 50-13 the score. I don't think I missed a Clay County score for you at any point here.
Now, Lacey Wicks with the last bucket, Daniel. And again, like you said, these Clay County Reserve players playing well. They've scored probably a dozen or more since they've entered the ballgame.
Cherokee Upton with it after the missed free throw by the Lady Hawks. Her three-pointer at the buzzer, no good. This one's going to end. The first half of it is, anyway. 50-13 right now, a huge 37-point lead for head coach Matt Walker and the Lady Dawgs here in the Region 4A quarterfinal. Stay with us here for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Salina for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in the Region 4A quarterfinals, where Clay County is dominating Merrill Hyde 50-13 here at intermission. They led by 21 at the end of a 29-point first quarter, led 29-8, and then scored 21 more in the second stanza, even with reserves playing the majority of the quarter, to take this 37-point halftime lead. For the Lady Hawks, they're being led by Jocelyn Bowser, who has 9 points at the break. Claire Shelton has 2, and Olivia Short, 2. For Clay County, a lot of girls on the board already. Lacey Wicks has 2. Isabella Hale has 4. Cherokee Upton, 1. Madison Hayes has 2. Abby Head, 7. Eliza Jenkins, 4. Zoe Hayes, 6. Briley Burchett has 9. And with about 5.6 seconds to go in the first quarter, she hit a milestone, scored her 1,000th point. Coach Walker took a timeout in action here to recognize her at midcourt. Folks around the gym held up signs saying 1,000 points. So big night for Briley Burchett here as she reaches that milestone. But an even bigger first half for Hallie Buford. She leads the Lady Dogs with 15 points here at the break. She had 11 of those early in that first quarter onslaught, where Clay County got up by 20 and now lead by almost 40, 50-13 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in the Region 4A quarterfinals on the Horizon Sports Network. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Just a couple of scores of interest that we have. Gordonsville and Joe Burns tied up at 30 at halftime. And the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, they are trailing by 13, 24-11 at the end of one to East Robertson. So that District 7A girls sweep we were talking about, going to be an uphill battle for Brent Smith and the Lady Bobcats over in East Rob tonight. So maybe they'll come back and get it, though. Of course, Clay County will advance on after this one to play the winner of that Pickett County East Robertson game on Monday night. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Branagh, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. Because at Subway, fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. I will say this, can't remember if I did last time. We're going to wait until this postseason is final for these squads through sub-state anyway. Then we'll collect those certificates, mail all the postseason ones out at the same time. We've got the regular season stuff took care of at this point. So if you have won one in prior broadcast, you know, it's coming. Just give us until this postseason ends, and we'll get it to you. So here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the 1991 season, head coach Joe Sims won his fourth consecutive and fourth overall region quarterfinal with a 60-35 win over Van Buren County. One Lady Dog great contributed 8 assists along with 8 steals to earn the victory. So a solid, well-rounded player had 8 assists and 8 steals in the 1991 region quarterfinal win over Van Buren County. If you would like to make a guess at who that Lady Doll great is, please text in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Of course, speaking of postseason action with Van Buren County, the Lady Dogs went up there last year for the region semifinal game, and a great atmosphere in that gym. Van Buren County expected, they were the higher seed, of course, they expected a win. The Lady Dogs pulled out a tough one up there. We had confidence, Coach. You know, I talked to somebody before the game, and he said, well, y'all's girls lost like 10, 11 games, hadn't you? I said, yeah, I think we're 19-10 or something at the time. But then I listed off who we lost to. At that point, three of the losses was to Clark Range. Two of them were to Macon County, who won the title last year in AA, and then some others. So sometimes having 9-10 losses don't mean you're bad.
It makes a difference, you know, who you play.
Exactly.
The year we won it, we lost 9 games, you know, but lost to
4 to Jackson.
Jackson 4 and Clark Range 2 and Macon 2 and a really good team out of Northern Kentucky in the finals of a tournament.
We have a correct answer here. Okay. We had two different responders. Melissa Wyatt was one responder. Bradley Burchett knocks down another triple to open up the third. Melissa Wyatt responded, and also my mother, Linda Strong, responded. However, Miss Wyatt came in first a few seconds prior. Or did it? Yeah, because that was the second one. Okay. So Miss Wyatt wins that one. She said Sonya Smith, and she's correct. It was Sonya Smith who had 8 assists and 8 steals, one of the early greats for Coach Sims, a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, and rightfully so, as Bradley Burchett adds 2 more points. She has the first 5 of this third quarter, making it 55-13. So congratulations to Miss Wyatt. She kind of made the passing comment the other day. She had won a couple stickers, but not that elusive certificate. So she's got one now, Thomas.
Well, good for her. Just a wealth of knowledge, not just in sports, but local history and much more. Miss Melissa Wyatt, great teacher of mine. I know she was a colleague of yours, probably a teacher too.
I dodged
her. Good to have her listening. Did you dodge Miss Wyatt?
I did.
You missed that.
I took Dugan Rowan English as an upperclassman, in large part not to get the college credit, but to avoid Miss Wyatt because the college class was easier, Mr. Sims, than her regular class was.
Yeah, I can understand that. Pretty tough.
But fortunately, got to spend several years with her as my mentor. She was the principal here at Clay County High School, working under her as assistant principal, and very valuable time I had with her. Zoe Hayes added a bucket. It's all Clay County here in this third quarter. Abby Head adds another bucket, so already 9 points scored in the opening minute and a half of the third quarter. Bradley Burchett with the first 5 of them. Zoe Hayes added one, and then we saw Abby Head add one. So 6:15 mark of this third quarter and ticking. Clay County up 59-13. If I dare do the math, that's a 46-point difference, I believe.
Yeah.
Lady Hawks with the basketball. The teams have switched into the floor. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right here in the second half. Merle Hine working at the hoop to our left. Free throw range jump shot taken and missed by the Lady Hawks. It was Jocelyn Bowser, who's their leading scorer on the night. Probably has 6 of their 13, I guess, doesn't she?
She actually had 9, Daniel. She's been, you know, once you get it to her in the post, she's pretty deadly down there. It's just getting the ball up the floor on this Lady Bulldog team has been the problem for the Lady Hawks.
Coach Sims, that 91 team, what an outstanding team. That was, of course, Jan Arms, I guess, a senior, perhaps?
Jan and Allison were seniors, and Sonya was a junior, her and Anita. Tia Ashlock was a sophomore.
3-pointer taken and hit. It was Cherokee Upton, the senior outside sharpshooter, knocking it down from the left corner, making it 62-15. On the floor for Clay County, already a mass substitution. It is Cherokee Upton, Madison Hayes, Izzy Hale, who's just come up with the steal. She gives it to Lacey Wicks, joining them. Also, Kendall Matthews. Wicks into the front court to Matthews. She travels, took an extra step in the paint, wanted to kick it back to Wicks. Now, I would have liked to see Matthews went to the hoop with it.
Oh, I was trying to think who the other starter on that team was. Melissa Webb started at point. Tia Burchett came off the bench and played a lot.
So Webb and Burchett would have been freshmen on that team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good team. We
I think
I had to go to Harper for the sub-state. We had went down there the year before and played them a close game. That game, one of the worst officiated games I think I ever had. We got beat about 17, I think it was, down there.
And that 91 sub-state?
Yeah.
Ariza to the rack and adds a bucket from left block. For Merrill Hyde, adding them up to a tally of 17 now.
Yeah, that year there wasn't much difference between us and Clark Range, but they'd always beat us. They went on and won the state that year. You know, we were right there with them, but we just never could kind of get over the hump. And then had to go on the road for that sub-state, and just too much to overcome, I guess, down there.
Izzy Hale adds a triple from the top of the key. A fine shot by the junior post player. A timeout taken by Merrill Hyde. 4:15 mark third quarter. It's Clay County 67, Merrill Hyde 17.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live halfway through this third quarter. Clay County up by 50, 67-17. Merrill Hyde with the ball, a missed jump shot. Falls into the hands of Cherokee Upton. She brings it coast to coast all the way to the hoop, decides not to shoot, kicks it outside to Izzy Hale. Back inside to Madison Hayes, drives across the paint, left-handed shot's no good, knocked out of bounds by Merrill Hyde. Coach Sims, an update yet on the Pickett County game?
No, nothing changed.
Still a first quarter score. As we said, the Lady Dogs will move on to Monday night region semifinal action, also an elimination round. The field will be cut from 32 to 16 on Monday night, and they will be playing the winner of the Pickett County East Robertson game that's going on right now. At the end of the first quarter, East Robertson led 24 to 11. Shot was missed by Madison Hayes in the paint on the inbound play. Merrill Hyde with the rebound. Three-pointer taken and hit. That's Emma Wiggleton, the senior. Brought the contingency of Merrill Hyde fans who've traveled from the Nashville area. The near two-hour trip to their peak.
Merrill Hyde's in Pendersonville, isn't it?
I think so.
I've never been there. So they got a pretty nice facility, I think.
Oh, I'm sure. I saw one of the films that Coach Walker has is from their home court, and it's a nice-looking gym.
Yep.
Three-pointer taken and hit by Cherokee Upton. Her second triple of the contest, putting Clay County back out in front by 50, 70-20. And the pace continues to break the century mark. Lacey Wicks into the front court after a steal by a teammate. She scores from right block. Wicks on the season coming into tonight's contest. It scored 50 points. It only seen limited action, though. On average, it played around 7 minutes of contest, but most of that coming in games that we had been up big. It's not seen a lot of time during tight games. There's a lot of, you know, most freshmen usually don't.
Yeah, well, you know, there around Christmas when everybody's hurt and sick, she saw some playing time in those games, you know, four or five games there, but after everybody kind of got well, her time's been kind of limited since then.
Well, after, of course, you know, Cherokee, the first guard reserve coming off the bench, and I guess after Cherokee, it kind of turns into Wicks. If we were looking for a straight-up guard, of course,
yeah.
Bella Ashlock ever lose so many things. Now, that's a name we have not mentioned tonight.
No.
Bella not playing in this one, and I don't think she's even dressed out tonight. Is that her at the end of the bench in street clothes?
She's not dressed.
I was over yesterday. Matt said she didn't really want to play tonight. Her legs are still sore and hurting from whatever our last game was.
Good night to take a break.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, as most of you know, you probably listened to all of our broadcast this year, but Ashlock dealt with a muscle injury to her leg that basically sidelined her for the majority of the regular season. She did come back after Christmas and start working in to those district contests under limited action. But she's back pretty healthy, but taking a break tonight. Izzy Hale with a big block of a Lady Hawk jump shot. 72-20 right now is the score, 52 points the lead. Thomas, did I announce the last Clay County bucket? Was it Wicks' layup?
It was.
Okay, so we hadn't missed any Clay County scoring for you. Merle Hyde on inbound, jump shot no good, rebound Izzy Hale. She has it taken away. Izzy wants it back, though, gets it, gives to Jada Banks. Banks drags the foot, passes off to Maddie Hayes. Maddie gives up to Kendall Matthews, who's going to run the point. Landry May now with it in the corner. She gets aggressive, drives baseline, misses the shot. Rebound, Merle Hyde. Maddie Shelton with it, crosses the timeline, passes ahead to Olivia Short. Her baseline jumper off the side of the backboard. But they say Landry May, foul. As we mentioned earlier, Clay County boys playing here at home tomorrow night. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. Short misses the first free throw for the Lady Hawks. They play Knowledge Academies, also a team from the Metro Nashville area there, kind of southeast of Nashville a little bit.
That must be a new school. That's one I'm not even... If I've ever heard of it or not.
If you look them up, and I've not studied this a lot, but I think it's Knowledge Academies Incorporated. I think it's almost like a chain of high schools. There's probably multiple
charter school. Yeah.
Of course, Merle Hyde, a magnet school, and some different stuff going on. We have a score that's been shared with us here on the Horizon Sports Network hotline. Third quarter, Red Bull and Springs, 46-20. So Red Bull and Springs leading Trousdale County 46-20. Appreciate that, listener, sending in the message there. .8 seconds. That coming from Miss Sandra Gentry. Miss Sandra, retired teacher from down at Hermitage Springs School, and just a strong supporter of the Horizon Sports Network and Clay County Sports. Glad to know that you're listening, Miss Sandra. So Red Bullen leading. We also see that Pickett County's battling back at halftime. East Robertson leading still, but it's closer, 32-23, so a 9-point contest now. So that District 7A sweep still possible. Halftime score of 30-30 between Joe Burns and Gordons will still the last thing we see posted. Near the end of this third quarter, Lady Hawks with another turnover, 38.2 seconds as they threw it out of bounds. Clay County up 73-21. So, we missed anything, Tom, as far as scoring?
Madison Hayes, 1 of 2 from the free throw line on the last trip, Benner.
Pass thrown inside, a nice entry pass from Landry May to Lacey Wicks. Wicks misses the shot from the paint, but she's fouled, and she goes to the line to shoot. Wicks, 2 of 8 on the year from free throws. So only 25% coming into tonight. She's good on the front end of that one, though. So just like that, she goes from 25% on the season up to 33, now 3 of 9. Second one's away. Misses off the left side of the rim. 25 seconds left in the third as Merle Hyde pulls down the rebound. Wiggleton with it in the front court. She passed off to Olivia Short, and Short converted for 2 points. Under 10 seconds to go in the third. Jada Banks with it out top for Clay County. Picks up the dribble, kicks to Landry May. 3 seconds now, baseline running floater, no good. Buzzer's going to sound. This one is through three now. Clay County continues to dominate. The pace slowed just a little, though, with into three. Clay County 74, Merle Hyde 23.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live, fourth quarter action just now underway, 7:45 and ticking. Lady Hawks with the basketball, reads it right wing, dishes off to a teammate. That's Presley Mingle. Mingle back to Ariza, who goes back to Mingle, who misses the shot from left block, gets her own rebound, and has the putback swatted away by Izzy Hale. She's working on multiple blocks in this one.
She's blocked four or five tonight.
Yes, and hit a three-pointer to boot.
Izzy hit a three.
Yeah, top of the key down here.
Right, I missed that.
Lady Hawks to inbound. 74-23 in advantage of Clay County. Lady Dogs just they built such a strong season. We talked about it in the district semifinal, the first action of the postseason. Only four losses in the regular season. One of the better marks in the last 30 years. And that stuff's so relevant to who your schedule is. Now, Coach Walker and Coach Edwards trying to put together a tough schedule for both of these programs. But when your district teams are down a little, like Pickett and Clark Range were, you know, obviously that factors into how good your record is.
Mason County being really down this year, worst team they've had ever probably. You know. You count on them for two losses.
Landry May with a steal and a layup opportunity. Misses the layup, but she's fouled. So the freshman May going to go to the line to shoot two. Pig and Clark Range both so young. Only one upperclassman starter on each of those squads. And so they're going to be strong for 2 years to come, particularly Piggott County. Those two freshmen of theirs, Emmy Lowe and Cassie Reeder, joined by sophomores Addie Aminette and Ella Kate Kiesland. Those four underclassmen. They were joined by Shaggle Wood, the senior lineup. Those four are going to be together for two seasons to come. They're going to be really good.
Yeah, Brent's told me he's got a couple of freshmen coming to be better than any of them.
Woo. Of course, we nothing's going to drop off. Three talented seniors on this Lady Dog team, Cherokee Upton, Zoe Hayes, and Eliza Jenkins. So they will be sorely missed, but talent is in place to step in when they exit and look for things to continue to be solid with some nice eighth graders coming up from the two elementary schools in the county. So things looking good for the future of Lady Dog basketball as well. As the younger girls have a turnover on the floor right now in Thomas for Clay County, we see Landry May, Lacey Wiggs, Jada Banks, Easy Hale, and Kendall Matthews out there.
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, some young talent on this team, too. And Coach Sims touched on it before during the season, that stretch around midseason. A lot of these players got to see a lot of time, including Wicks and others, and that always helps, doesn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it sure does.
Just a lot of balls going out of bounds here down the stretch. Don't think we missed any points for either team for you. It's 74-23, 4:40 and ticking fourth quarter. Lady Hawks on the inbound, taken away by Maddie Hayes. Maddie dishes off to Kendall Matthews. The sophomore comes across the timeline, gets aggressive, goes to the hoop, misses the shot, and it's rebounded by Merrill Hyde.
You know, you touched on the good season the Lady Dogs have had, and this is something we haven't really discussed on air, but, you know, Clay County High School as a whole, with what they've done the last 2 years, has just been unbelievable throughout sports here.
Cumulatively as a whole, go back to last season, second round playoff appearance for the football team, state championship for the boys, girls making the Final Four, probably the single greatest collective season across all sports, and kind of looking for another one. Of course, the football squad again advancing to the second round this year before running into eventual state champ South Pittsburgh. In the boys and girls with reclassification in basketball and going to four classes for the first time, you know, on the girls' side especially, Perennial Power, Summertown, and Loretto, who are absolutely destroying the class in 2A, they're gone. So this single-A girls' field is as wide open as it's ever been, isn't it, Coach Sanders?
It is. I'd like to be coaching right now with some of the teams I have.
Yeah. I would feel very confident. Yeah.
I think we could win a bunch of state championships with some of my 90s teams in early 2000s.
And, of course, the basketball teams going to the state tournament for the first time ever last season, side-by-side, together. This year, the third time in history, I think, they both won the district championship together. Came in 2004, the last time the girls won it, the boys and girls won it. And then I think you researched and found also in the year 2000, Daniel.
Yeah, year 2000, Sana High School at the time, boys and girls, both district champs. And the only time, let's see, I don't guess, Coach Sims, you can verify probably quickly off the top of your head for me. I might have, well, let's just look at the banners here. 2004 on the boys. They were district champs, so region four runner-ups. We've never been region champs side-by-side, meaning that we would have boys and girls hosting sub-state games in the same year.
Probably not.
Of course, the last time the girls were region champs, 2004, so the first year that Coach, your gym, was open to the public in 2004, you guys hosted a girls sub-state here.
Yeah, we played,
is a win, whoever it was.
Yeah, we played Charleston one year. I don't know if that was one of the years we had to go to Lafayette or if it was somebody else down there.
Minute 45 and ticking as we see this running clock. Yeah. I'm going to open up a little file, Coach, and we'll just look.
We beat them pretty good, I remember. It was
pretty good. Bay County up 74-23. Thomas, did we miss scoring?
Still no points in this quarter. Just kind of been back and forth with reserves with a few turnovers and things of that nature at this time. All five Clay County players, along with the Lady Hawks, playing hard, just not very productive.
Copper Basin, Coach.
I was going to say Copper Basin, somebody like that. How much we beat them? Is that the score?
66-35.
Pretty
dominant.
Good. Yeah.
Of course, go on to the state quarters and lose a four-point, a tight game to Perry County.
We had a lead late. Stephanie fouled out. Then Megan Watson fouled out, and that pretty much done us. We didn't fire too good after that.
Landry May with the ball, trying to dish across the paint to Madison Hayes. She loses the handle. It goes out of bounds. Clock does not stop. It has been a running clock. And just like that, guys, after we've drifted a little and talked some history here, we're under a minute to play in this one in regulation, 74-23, 51-point lead for Clay County.
Yeah, no.
The thing about that 04 team, we'd beat, Clark Range beat us both times the regular season. We beat them the finals of the district, finals of the region. We get beat first game of the state, they win the state championship.
Ah.
Yeah.
Of course, you beat them pretty handily in that district game, 66-48. A close, low-scoring game, 36-33 in the region title game.
That was about as physical a game as I ever coached. It was rough.
Maddie Hayes, daughter of Stephanie Ridge, who is a senior on that team Coach Sims was talking about in 04, puts exclamation mark on this one, adding a bucket as the buzzer sounds. This Region 4A quarterfinal is done. Clay County 76, Merle High 25. The Lady Hawks are eliminated from postseason contention, and the Lady Dogs move on to Monday night's Region semifinal. Stay with us right here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to play a few ads. Come back into the Eco Panels Lady Dog Wrap-Up right here on the Farm Bureau Post-Game Show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau Post-Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181.
Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's Lady Dogs are now 23-4 on the season with their big win tonight here in the Region 4A quarterfinals over Merrill High. We're now going to do the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, not a whole lot to talk about as far as the game summary on this one, guys. Early on, back and forth for about the first two to three minutes, and then Clay County went on a run and ended up leading by 21 at the end of the first quarter, 37 at the half. The starters played about 2 minutes of the third quarter, pushed it out to 50 pretty quick, and it stayed their way, Coach. Kind of what we wanted to see.
Yeah, it's about like I expected. We came out, missed like us. Talked earlier, missed two or three shots early there, but then after that we started making them, and we was pressing and getting a lot of turnovers, and then when they'd miss, we'd get out and run and get scoring transition. We shot the ball good out on the floor. We didn't take them any threes, but Zoe hit a couple and Bradley hit a couple, so just a good win. Look, the young kids, bench players, got a lot of playing time, so just a good night for everybody.
I have to agree. For the Lady Hawks, we see Claire Shelton finished with 4 points. Sydney Ariza had two. Emma Wiggleton had three. Olivia Short, 7. And they were led by Jocelyn Bowser with 9. We talked about Ariza, how she can handle the ball. But now Bowser's a pretty adequate post player down there, wasn't she, Coach?
I thought she was a pretty good player. If she had some good guards to go with her, I think I could use her.
Yeah.
She's big, and
play good defense.
She got the ball. She scored, you know. Yeah, I think she could help a lot of people.
So had some talent there. For Clay County, a lot of names on the board here with all the reserves playing most of the second half. Lacey Wicks finished with 5. Isabella Hill had 7. Madison Hayes had 5. Cherokee Upton, 2 big three-pointers, finished with 9 points tonight. Abby Head had 9. Liza Jenkins, 4. Zoe Hayes, 8. Briley Burchett, 14. And Hallie Buford, 15 for Clay County. So spread out, 2 in double figures and 2 others, 3 others almost.
Yeah, that's a good thing I think about us right now. We got about 7 kids that are capable of scoring. You know, I was over here yesterday talking to Matt, son. He was wanting me to look a little film on Pickett, and we did. And, you know, I was trying to think what Pickett, what Brent, if that's who we play, what he's going to try to do to us, you know, defense-wise,
because right.
He'll always come up with something. But it's going to be hard to play any kind of junk, because if he leaves somebody open, they're going to hurt him, I think. You know, I really think he's probably just have to try to play man and maybe help off of somebody, whoever he thinks will not hit it, you know. But the way we've been playing, I just feel really good about our chances.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. And that's what you always have to look at. Hey, what's, you know, who can they leave open?
Right.
And we really don't have anybody.
Well,
you know, you leave somebody open on this team and they're going to knock down a shot.
The year we won the state up there, he played a triangle two on us and dared McKenzie and Maddie and Hannah to beat him. And they couldn't hit a shot the first half. But finally, the second half, we got enough outside shots to fall that we won in a close game. But, you know, Brent's really good. He'll come up with, you know, something, you know, maybe, he'll hope to his advantage. But now, you know, somebody else will step up and make some shots, you know, it'll backfire. And like I said, I don't really know what he can do, because I think all of our girls are playing as good right now as we've played all year. I've seen more growth in this team than I have the last 2 or 3 years. You know, I think from the start, first game to now, there's, you know, daylight difference, dark difference, you know. I just think we're playing really good.
Big compliment coming from you, Coach Sims, but
right.
I agree with you. This team is playing well, and
well,
they're set up to make a deep run.
We don't make those silly turnovers that we were making earlier in the year. You know, where somebody steps up, most nights, Riley, Abby, and Hallie, but now against Red Bull tonight, Abby and Hallie didn't do much till the last quarter.
Yep.
You know, some other kids stepped up and kind of scored some. So, you know, I think they're all capable. I think even getting Bella back, and I think Cherokee even is playing as good as she's played. You know, she don't score much some games, but she's capable of hitting the three and, you know, hitting some other shots. She's playing pretty well, too.
Yeah, to show that evenness just real quick before we wrap up the Deco Final Lady Dog Wrap. On the season, looking at point totals, Zoe Hayes, she's got 174. Riley Burchett, 324. Hallie Buford, 273. Abby Head, 290. Maddie Hayes, 113, is reserved off the bench.
I mean, her and Easy come in there and, you know, get a bucket or two. And especially with their size, you know, they can affect the game. There was one game they came in, I thought, and played really well on defense. I don't remember what it was. It's been a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, they're capable, too. You know, that's nine players that he can put in if he needs to.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of depth on this team. Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Log Homes in Hermann Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We'll go ahead now and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. We'll share this. Miss Sandra Gent, you shared that Red Bull and that game went final. Red Bull and winners tonight. We also saw that Pickett County was leading going into the fourth quarter in their contest. Don't know about that Gordonsville-Joe Burns game. It was 30-30 at the half. But we'll go ahead and do the TDS top performer from tonight's contest. Went ahead and went with the District 7A regular season MVP, Junior Briley Burchett. She scored her 1,000th point tonight. He's been such a solid player each year, even as a freshman, scored a little over 300. Last year, a little over 300. And we see that happening again tonight. Just another good outing from her, second leading scorer on the team tonight, Thomas, in limited action. just another solid Bradley Virtue performance, playing against one of the better post players she's worked against this year.
Yeah, and you saw the length of Bowers kind of affect her early, or Bowser, I should say. But she figured it out really quick, Daniel, and started scoring points, ended up with 14 points tonight. You know, won the District 7A MVP for this regular season. And we talked about everything moving forward for this Lady Dog team. Yeah, there's a lot of options for Clay County, but everything kind of revolves around Briley Burchett. You know, he set the tone early with her post presence, and it kind of goes from there, doesn't it, Coach?
It sure does. If, you know, having a good post player, that just means everything. You know, I don't know if I ever had a team that we didn't go from inside out, you know. And I seldom ever run stuff for guards because my posts were good enough that people had to, you know, double down and do stuff and give the guards good shots. And, you know, Kendall and Chambers and Deanna and Megan and, you know, even way back there, Webb, Burchett and all them, you know, they'd all get their points one way or another. But, having a good post player just means everything.
It's almost like a similar relationship between an offensive lineman and a skill player running back behind him. If you don't have that post player like Bradley Burchett doing the dirty work down low, you don't get the freedom outside.
Right. Well,
so it draws everybody inside, and Bradley draws a lot of attention.
She does. And kind of, you know, compared to Red Bull, and they got two or three pretty good guards, but their posts, they're just not scorers. They're good rebounders, but, you know, there's not much of scorers. So you don't have to worry about doubling on them or anything. You know, just kind of guard them straight up. And, you know, people don't have to worry about Bradley.
That's right. And adding the three-point shooting to it, playing good defense.
And, you know, Hallie can go in there and post up. She's big enough. She's actually taller than Bradley is.
Right.
You know, and then you bring in Maddie and Easy, you know, they can score a few every once in a while, so that makes it a good thing to have is three or four people that can post up.
Thomas, thoughts on Bradley before we close up the TDS portion here?
Well, like I say, I think we're going to see just better play out of her and the rest of the Lady Dogs moving forward, and tonight hitting that career milestone, a big step for the young player.
No doubt. Tonight's top performer, Bradley Burchett, and it was brought to you by TDS Disposal. Serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So we'll be back on there tomorrow night covering the boys' Region 4A quarterfinal. Tip-off here at Joe Simmons GM in Salina at 7 o'clock. They will be taking on Knowledge Academies in elimination action. The girls will be back in action Monday night. Site to be determined, possibly Livingston Academy, possibly East Robertson High School. We do know the game will tip at 6 o'clock. Our girls will play in the opening matchup of the two region semis to be played that night. We will take on the winner in girls action of Piggott County and East Robertson. The Lady Bobcats were leading by 4-5 heading into the fourth quarter. So, Clay County, huge winners tonight. They live to fight another day. Folks, until next time, for Joe Sims, Thomas Weaver, Fletcher Strong, and Angie Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong wishing y'all a good night.